Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue which needs discussion regarding women is the fact that are Muslim women bound by Islam to cover their heads or not? Is it essential for them to always cover their heads, or is it something which has been left to their own discretion? Now, if we study the Quran and relevant sources in this matter, it becomes absolutely evident that although Muslim women are not bound to cover their heads, however, it is very desirable and very rewarding in the eyes of God that they should cover their heads when they go out and meet other people. Covering their head is a very, very distinct symbol of the Muslim civilization. However, it is absolutely certain that it is not incumbent upon them. It's not necessary, it's not mandatory upon them to cover their head. Now, in this regard, it also needs to be understood what the actual etiquette of gender interaction is, and in this regard in particular, it needs to be understood what are the limits in which a Muslim lady should conduct herself vis-a-vis her clothes, her appearance, and her mannerisms of interaction. In this regard, the first thing which needs to be absolutely understood is that Muslim women must properly cover themselves, especially their sexual organs, which can cause attraction for the opposite gender. And the Quran says that this is absolutely more pure for their own selves as well. And the second thing is that they should in particular cover their chests, because of course it's a means of attraction to the opposite gender. Now, another thing which is said in this regard is that they must not display their embellishments. They must not show off their embellishments except to their immediate circle of close relatives. However, exempted from this are the embellishments, and by embellishments I mean makeup and jewelry, of course. Exempted from this circle is that all the jewelry and the makeup which is worn on limbs which are generally not covered, for example, the face, the hands, and the feet. However, if they are wearing embellishments or adornments on other parts of the body, then it is absolutely essential to cover that part of the body, even if it is the head. So the head covering is essential if they are wearing any ornaments or any jewelry or any other type of makeup on the head. Another thing which needs to be considered here is perhaps the fact that there is one verse in the Quran in which perhaps can be concluded after reading it that it alludes to the fact that a Muslim lady should cover her head when she goes out. Now, this verse occurs in Surah Ahzab, and it says that when Muslim women go out, they should wear large cloaks on their head. So it is concluded on the basis of this verse that Muslim women must cover their head. Now, if we study this verse in its proper context, and if we study the way in which it has been revealed and its placement and background, it becomes absolutely certain that this verse occurs in a group of verses in which a certain prank of the miscreants and hypocrites of Medina is discussed, and Muslim women and the wives of the Prophet are directed to counter this prank by a certain measure. And this is that they should wear large cloaks when they go out so that they can be distinguished from slave women. And in this manner, the miskins and the mischief mongers of Medina would not counter with them, and they would not tease them. Now, it needs to be considered also that there was a time in Medina when the mischief mongers and the hypocrites of Medina had launched a vicious campaign to scandalize the private lives of the wives of the Prophet and, of course, the believing women also. So in this regard, what they would do is when these Muslim women and the wives of the Prophet would go out to the fields to relieve themselves, they would start to tease them and they would start to scandalize them. And when they would be when they would be stopped at this, they would say that, of course, they are just teasing slave women, because in those times slave women were not distinguished from ordinary women in their appearances. So the Quran explicitly told them that these Muslim women, whenever they go out, in order to be distinguished from slave women, they must cover their heads so that these mischief mongers are not afforded with any excuse to tease them. So it is evident from this part of Surah Ahzab that it deals explicitly with a certain prank of the miscreants of Medina in those times. It has got nothing to do with parda or hijab in any manner. Another thing perhaps which needs to be understood here is that why do we say that head covering, although it's not essential, but it is highly desirable. If we look at the Quran, we'll find an indication to this also. We know that in the Quran is mentioned also in Surah Ahzab that when women pass their marriageable age and they grow old, then they are allowed to dispense with their cloth which covers their chest. Because, of course, the chest loses attraction in those times, in that age. So the Quran says that if they dispense with their discovering, it would be absolutely okay for them. There will be no harm in it. However, it is pleasing in the eyes of God that they still cover their chests. So if we keep this analogy in mind, we'll come to the conclusion that even if women are not wearing any adornment on their head, if they have not embellished their head, still they should cover their heads because it is pleasing in the eyes of God. Now again, I would like to repeat that it is not absolutely essential, it's not binding, it's not incumbent upon them to cover their heads. However, this indication in the Quran and similarly the inner modesty in a lady impels her and induces her to cover her head. And this is of course a very prominent custom of the Islamic civilization also. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ